Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, good morning, parents. Good morning, parents, families, friends, and everybody else out there. Hey, this is another Parents Coaching Parents Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I'm going to promise you, it's going to be another wonderful show. It's going to be another wonderful show. So, getting right into the show this morning. I'm running a few minutes late now. I figure I'll just call in and just share a few things with everybody out there. And hopefully we'll have some comments, feedback, and things of that nature. You can always look us up on Facebook. We have a Parents Coaching Parents Network page on Facebook. You can always follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. You can follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. And recently put into play, we have a hotline number. So if you have any questions, problems, issues, drama, anything dealing with the recruiting services, dealing with your child transitioning from high school to college, or your child trying to decide on how to get the whole recruiting process started, your child is in middle school and you're not sure exactly what's going to happen next going into the high school stages, or if you have any questions about our children as it prefers to them being student athletes, please give us a call. Give us a call at the PCP Network, and we'll be able to entertain that question. That number is posted right there on our Facebook page. As you open up that page, that number is posted right there, 641-715-3900, 641-715-3900. Extension 508-281. And I'll give that number out again at the end of this call. And just make sure that you do have that number. Make sure if you have any questions, anything that you have on your mind that you want to address or just want to tell us, hey, how can we serve you better? Give us a call at that hotline number. Give us a call at that hotline number. Well, what am I going to talk about today? Interesting question. You know, always something to talk about when dealing with our children and the world of college recruiting and what's going on and youth sports and all these other things that's going on around us. But I'm just going to simply put this question out there. The question being, and there was a pause for the calls. The question being, and it was in my mind a second ago, and I didn't actually jot it down, but we all know what I'm trying to say, and as time goes on, you know, it will come out. What is it that you don't know? Do you know what you don't know? And that always pertains to we as parents. You know, not the ins and outs and intricacy of the game, whatever sport your child is involved in, but what is it that you don't know as parents as it pertains to our children and youth sports? And I'm not going to claim to be the expert or the know-all of youth sports, but as I always tell you, If I don't know, I know someone that does know and know how to reach that person and have that person come on and give us a thorough explanation of what point we're trying to get across or to answer your question. But, you know, when I put it out there and I say, what is it that we don't know? And even how do we know that we don't know? You know, that's a very interesting question in itself. But, you know, I this came to mind as I looked at some pictures earlier this week on the Oregon, you know, the Oregon Ducks. I looked at some pictures on their newly renovated and very exciting looking locker room that they have set up. Parents, as those pictures float around out there on the internet, social media, and everywhere else, know that those pictures are simply designed as a hype, an attraction, a piece of candy that's being put out there for your children to draw your children into the various schools. And although Oregon is the news story of the day, it could be any school. It could be Kentucky, it could be Alabama, it could be USC, it could be North Carolina, it could be UNLV, it could be Florida, it could be UConn, it could be any of those schools. That's going to dangle, okay, we'll go with that. That piece of candy in your child's eye to draw your child's attention. It's that untold story, that subliminal thought that's trying to draw your child into that school. Now, as pretty as that locker room may look, as much luxuries as they have put into the renovation of that locker room, is that the end-all, be-all on making a decision? Parents, chime in and give me some comments and some thoughts and some feedback on that today. Is that the end-all, be-all on making that decision? Would you send your child, or would your child seriously consider going to a school just because they have a very luxurious locker room? With that luxurious locker room, you assume all the rest of the facilities are probably up to date and up to speed and looking just as fabulous as the locker room. But my question to you, parents, my question to your children, who are the coaches? Are they serious about the academic program? Are they one of the schools that will keep your child eligible, just for the sole purpose of playing that sport? And at the end of your child's eligibility, discard your child like an unwanted card in a game of poker. Think about that. Will your child's coach or will your child's prospective coach seriously continue to groom your child and nurture your child? And when I talk about coaching, I'm talking about the whole entire coaching staff. Will that coach and his staff continue to groom and nurture your child the same way that you have over the last 16, 17, 18 years? To me, that's a serious consideration. because I have seen children make a complete 180 in life over that 4-year time frame. And that child may think that he or she is actually finding themselves, but they're pulling away from the morals, the value, the character, the discipline, and everything else that you have instilled in them over the years. So, going back to what I was saying, with a locker room, a very fancy-looking locker room, and go online and check out the pictures. And actually, if you look at the show page, our show page, I will post some of those pictures up on our show page. Check it out. And see whether or not it is actually the place that you would choose to send your child. Would it be the place that you would choose to send your child for school? And if so, would that coach do the same thing that you would expect him or her to do? Would that coach do the same thing that you would expect him or her to do in keeping your child grounded and focused on their sport? Give us a call today at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We would love to hear your comments, your thoughts, your views on the program. On how would you best serve your child? What are some of the things that you thought you knew but really don't know? Give us a call today. We're going to pause for the calls and step away from the microphone for about 5 minutes. So, think of some very good questions. We'll be back on the air with you in a few minutes. This is M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach and Parents Network.